Y'all. Hey, what's going on out there?
Ooh, hey, my peoples, what's up?
All right, it's another day, y'all, another day. This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Mr. Talk. And today we got a good one for you. I mean, we have a good one, dating in 2013. You know, What does dating even mean in 2013? What does that mean? You know, you have so much going on now. It's like, wow. Is it real? Is it real? Dating in 2013. We're going to get into some of that today. Oh, yeah. Hey, where it takes us, we don't know. But we going. So y'all get ready for that ride. Okay. Gonna get that drink, you know, that cocktail, whatever. Sit back and let's have a good show. That's all we want. And I guarantee somebody's gonna learn something today. That's right. And who knows, if you're out there on the dating scene, maybe we can help you eliminate some of the headaches that you're going through right now. Then again, you may be able to enlighten us on some things that's happening. So, either or, in either way, let's have us some fun today. Hey, what's going on there, people? What's happening, my people out there? What's going on? Oh, it's Thursday, y'all. It's Thursday. That means y'all got one more day. Yes, it's Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday to everybody out there. And y'all know what? Thursday is a good day. I'm going to tell you why Thursday is such a good day. Thursday is such a good day. That means you only have one more day left in the work week. That's right. Just one day. It's not hard. You just have one day. But one day is better than five. Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm just saying. Now, you know, there's a lot of ways we can go with this show today. And I'll probably let it go a certain way for a certain amount of time before I come back and do something else. But you know what? It's okay, because we're going to have it done. We're going to get it done. All right? So y'all sit back and put on them seatbelts, because this train is getting ready to leave the station. That's right. Now, anyway, here we go. Right now, we ain't got many people on the switchboard in the chat room, so I'm not even going to say hello to them. Because they disrespect me because they ain't been here. No, I'm joking. All right, the house rules are as the house rules are. I'm not going to repeat the house rules, because a lot of y'all come often enough to where y'all know what the house rules are. I shouldn't have to say them every day. Now, if I notice someone new on the scene, then yeah, we probably will do the house rules. But since it's usually us regulars, I'm not doing any house rules, none whatsoever. I think I better just this one time. Okay, we encourage open dialogue. We like to hear everyone's opinion. And when I mean everyone, I mean everyone. However, we do not want you talking over each other. We don't want anybody talking over you. So please respect each other's mic time. You understand? Respect their mic, because you want them to respect yours. And as soon as somebody say anything over you, the first thing you yelling, they cut me off. Well, don't you cut them off and they won't cut you off. You know, sometimes fair is fair. If you continue to do someone else, hey, they may say need to do it to them. Hey, keep it the way it is. You understand? And keep your responses short. You know, we don't need no extra long dissertations and all that good stuff. We don't need that. We really don't want to hear it anyway, especially if you're talking crazy. Now, if you're bringing a little something to the show, then yeah, we're more than happy to hear what you have to say. I'm just saying. But we would wish for you to keep your responses short and sweet and your comments short. I forgot. Can't be short and sweet because some of y'all don't talk sweet. So just keep your responses and comments short. All right. And, of course, the other thing is no personal attacks. Don't be attacking nobody on my show. You know, if you ignorant enough to start calling names, then you ignorant enough to get kicked off the show. I'm just going to put it plain and clear because, you know, sometimes y'all be doing some crazy stuff. You know, how y'all come up with some of the names y'all call people, but we're not having that. That is a no-no. That's a null and void situation on this show. All right? Now, yes, we do it sometimes to each other, but we know. You know, we understand the concept. We're a family. But if you're somebody and you really going to call in and wants to call somebody, you know, them bad words, then no, we won't tolerate that at all. Because we don't need to. That's right. And because it's my show, so I don't have to let you do it. I know I always say that. It's my show. Well, it is. It is on my show. But anyway, so, and if by chance anybody decide they would like to violate or try me, you know, just to see how far they can go, that's no issue either. Because you know what? I got a certain sound that I can give you that will make you feel good. Yeah, it'll make you feel good. You want to hear it right now? Here it is. Boy, that boosts some electricity going through you then, boy. Give you that good tingly feeling. And you know what? I have something new for the chat room also. Don't be coming in my chat room harassing folk. Just because we won't let you say anything on the switchboard when you call in, don't drop off in the chat room and start bothering my chat room. Because I kick you out of there too. It's just because you think you're getting away with one thing. Yeah, I kick you out of there too. All right. So the same thing, you know, be how what they used to say back in the day, net etiquette. Yeah, netiquette. That's right. Remember. Just because you're there don't mean you're going to stay there if you're not acting correctly. I know. Some of y'all may be a little upset with that, but it's the truth. It's the truth, and that's the way it's going to be. Now, those are the house rules. I hope everybody abide by them accordingly. Yeah, that was a remix. All right, anyway. Also today, I forgot what I was going to say. And the thought was there and I just forgot. It just went bloop, 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 bloop. Yeah, but you know, let's see, what was the thought? It keeps coming, but it keeps going too. Anyway, so those are the rules. You know, don't violate them, please. Okay. Yeah, there's no need to be hostile. We all friends. You know, we all people that want to make something happen. We do. We want to make some things happen. But in some cases, you know, some people stoop to lower things, lower things, than making it happen. Now, today's topic, dating in 2013, man, you know, that's something that's a whole range of things that you could think about. I mean, when I say a whole range. And this is just a teaser. What does it take to date in 2013? We all know there's a whole lot of different types of so-called dating sites. You know, you got speed dating. You got You know what? Is there such thing as regular dating anymore? Is there? See, that's some of the questions we're going to ask. Of course, you got the internet dating, you know. eHarmony, Match.com, YoYo.com. And you even got one now that says ChristianMingle.com. Now, honestly, Christian Mingle, so now you saying that God is going to help you find that right mate once you, because you have joined ChristianMingle.com, right? Man, y'all better get it right. Y'all better get it right, because that's not it. But what happened? What happened to the old-fashioned way of asking men and women out? I mean, men and women went up to each other and asked each other out, you know, whether for some coffee, you know, a dinner or someone like that. What happened to that? You know, technology just seems to have taken all the personal touch out of it now. You know, only thing you going by is a picture that somebody has put on the dang old, then put on the internet. And majority of the time, it's not their picture or a true representation of what they look like. Now, it may have been the way they looked 10, 15 years ago, but as of today, they no longer look that way. But that's the picture they putting out there, and that's the picture that you getting all excited about, right? Yo, let's talk about some things, right? Because, you know, this dating thing, and we got to figure out what the heck dating is, but we're going to figure it out. All right? So that was just a teaser, though. Of course, that was the teaser. What we're going to do right now, we're going to go ahead and we're going to give you all the quote of the day, and then we're going to play the song of the day. And then when we come back, we're going to go on and get on with the show. I hope you're ready. Okay, here's the quote of the day. Money can't buy love, but improves your bargaining position. That's by Christopher Marlowe. Let me say that again. Money can't buy love, but it improves your bargaining position. Now, that little quote right there is like, I don't know how you would want to say that. That could be true, but that could be like inviting a whole lot of trouble also. Really? But hey, it is what it is. All right, without further ado, hey, we are going to bring in the song of the day, and I hope y'all like it, man. It's this nice, catchy tune. Some of you may have heard it before, and then some of you may not have heard it before. If I can find it, you know what it is? It's crazy. There it is. All right, y'all, here is the song of the day.
Such a pretty face with such a warm and beautiful smile. It wasn't hard for me to notice her style. I was fascinated, surely. She took my heart and held it for me. I wouldn't let her get away, not until she heard me say,
"Excuse me, miss, yeah. What's your name? Where are you from?
Uh-huh.
Can I come and possibly
can I take you out tonight?
Thank you.
All right, y'all. That was the song of the day, Take You Out, by the late, great Luther Vandross. Hey, I'm telling y'all, I was almost tempted to play it again. I really was, man. I mean, that's a good song right there. Nice, smooth melody. Yeah. But anyway, so what's going on out there? Yeah, we gonna talk about the dating the whole time. I didn't even have any other stories set up for today because I'm dedicating the whole 2 hours to this dating in 2013. I am. It's interesting though, because you know that dating, you know, really started in the early 90s. Yeah, well, really before then, as for you, really you can say when the email came, when email started, the web started, you know, something, you know, that's originally we're sending emails back and forth, have a lot of people got together, you know, but that's neither here, that's here, you know, but really in around 1994, yeah, when Match.com came out, yeah, that's when it really took off. But hold on, let me bring this social in right here, and so we can get our speech on.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right, Naggit. What's going on, Mr. Joe?
Okay.
What's happening with you, man?
Oh, same old same. I was looking forward to this topic, dating in the 2000s. It's complicated, yet it isn't complicated. It's complicated because of feminism, which has poisoned the minds of women. And it isn't complicated because once men understand that that's what is really driving them, then they can educate themselves and actually do something about it.
You think that's what it is?
Well, feminism has imbued within women their identity nowadays of I'm strong and independent, right?
Okay.
Now, how many women do you know of who say, proclaim proudly, brag about it, I'm strong and independent? How many of them actually share what they have materially, not sharing their presence, but share their income, share their material assets with their boyfriends to the same degree as a man does with her? And second part, we all know that women claim, well, I want the sensitive man. I want somebody who believes in me. But who do they go for? They always go for the guy with the wallet.
Now, okay. Now, see, Joe, here we go. Because I don't know if they go for the person with the wallet. They don't know what the person wallet looked like before they just meet him, right?
No. Remember when Ebony said yesterday how they can identify you? By your shoes, your Rolex, your clothes that you wear?
Yeah, but see, that's in the UK, man.
No, it isn't, Eric. Jesus Christ, I can tell you've been out of the dating game for must be 50 years now.
This is who talking up the dating goats and carrying on. Stop.
Oh, please, please.
But anyway, no, Joan, I, you know, in this feminist society, so y'all say, I think there's a lot of women out there share because they want to prove that they have something. You know, they don't, in other words, they don't need that man. But you'd be surprised, though, because 47% now of female use online dating.
And?
47% of females. And it's 54% of men. So,
yeah. So I use it too, but yeah, what does that say?
What does that say? I don't know. What does it say? It says we become a very lazy society when it comes to dating.
No, I don't believe that. And a lot of people blame technology on that. No. I mean, there are people who walk down the street. Have you ever seen this? People walking down the street, and you kind of figure they're either married or they're dating, and both of them are talking into the cell phone.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that. That is funny.
You know. Kind of makes me wonder, you know, do you want to not talk to each other, or are you talking to each other on the phone? What's going on here?
I mean, you know, Joe, when it comes to that kind of stuff, is that the older, you know, the older way of thinking now? You know, you could have thought, you know, like now you can change all that. You know,
what do you mean?
Well, this is what I'm, you know, here's the question. you know, what are the rules of engagement now then? I mean, how do you do it? How do you even go about dating somebody in 2013?
Well, you do it the same as you've always done, you know, back in the 1900s, 20s, except for one thing.
What?
First off, men have always known this. If you make less money than the woman, if you have less stature than the woman, she might talk to you, but she's not going to date you. And if she dates you, she's not going to date you for long. That's going to be about 90% of women. Now, before the broads get on this phone and start cursing me out for saying, "Jim, you can't generalize about women like that." Well, yes, I can, you dumb hoes. I have done it. Okay?
Joe.
Who am I insulting? There's no woman out there. No woman's here. Right. Besides, that's not going to stop. You think that's going to stop Lady or Ebony or Renee from getting on the line or Maze? It's not going to stop them.
Okay.
But what I want to know is, remember you were supposed to do an experiment about 13 years ago, remember?
Yeah, I'm still working on that experiment.
Oh, working on it. Yeah.
I had to change the criteria a little bit.
Oh, okay.
You know, because I can get anybody to talk to me, Joe. That's not an issue.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, I can.
Well,
I do it every day. But, you know, get the information I want, I'm going to have to change it.
I'll tell you what, here's an experiment that you can do, okay?
What?
Any woman that you're not interested in, okay, go up to her and pretend like you're interested. Have her become interested in you, and then tell her, find out what she's making, find out, you know, what her status is, and then let her know that you are somebody below her. Now, if she's somebody making $50,000 and she's an office manager, you work in the mailroom, you make $25,000. See how long she lasts with. How many women? You do that to 10 women, come on back with the results of your experiment, and I guarantee you 8 out of 10 will have said, "See ya."
Okay, Joe. Well, you know what? I'm going to have to try that one. Well, let me bring Vernon in. Vernon been waiting.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Vernon, what's going on?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Come.
How you doing?
What's up, Joe?
Hey, Vern.
Eric.
What?
Joe, I don't know. I don't know if I really agree with that, what you just said. A lot of women now are looking for that are making more money than the man. That's what they want.
Well, of course, yeah, they do.
They want a guy that make less than them because make less than them, should I say? They want a guy making less money because it for them it ensures their power role in the relationship. They want to be in charge. You know, that's 2013 now, man. So.
Look, I'll tell you this. This is going to sound very skewed. I mean, I've heard this from blacks before. In the black community, because there are a lot of blacks
who are out
of work.
Man? Who you calling? Huh? We Americans. Who you calling black?
Oh, goddamn. Yesterday you were black. Today you're American.
Yeah. And I ain't no damn Negro either. Don't call me that either.
All right. Yesterday everybody was a Negro, colored person, a black, and African American. Today everybody, okay. How about
and don't pull and don't pull that African American shit out your ass either.
All right, no hyphenation, no need. What is everybody today?
Hey.
Shit, I'm gonna have, you know what? After all that, after eliminating all of that, I'm going to have to say, you people, now I really get fucking stoned.
Oh, yeah.
You people.
Look, you know the line will light up like a Christmas tree, you say that. I'm telling you.
Yeah, you're telling me I'd be seeing an electronic hand reaching right through my phone. I go, what the fuck is that?
but you know, in 2013, that, you know, I heard Eric say something, I think, about that computer dating.
Right.
You know, that's technology. That's like, okay, say in the 1920s, or 30s, when everybody didn't have cars, Right. You pretty much just gonna date somebody within your own community.
Right, right.
Uh-huh. So you didn't have transportation.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I ain't saying that was guaranteed, but most of the time that was gonna happen. Okay, when everybody started getting phone and cars, that changed. When the car thing changed, that changed. Okay, but first the phone thing changed, so that helped it out a little bit too. And now we to the computer era. Now you can date people hell you ain't never seen before in your life, and on the computer. You can meet people you don't know anything about, and then you got the phone to call them and the transportation to go see them. So you know technology and things have changed the dating thing,
and that's my point exactly. So what are the rules of engagement? How do you go about meeting Mr. or Mrs. Right?
It's the same. I'm on a dating site. I've had some women, not very many though, but I've had a couple who actually made the initiation.
Uh-huh.
But I've also read in the forums that some men complain that they're on the site just like I am, and the women don't make the initiation. Mm-hmm. So it's the same rules of engagement. The women will have the pictures up there. They'll take a look at your picture. Some will talk to you. Some won't. But they always want you to make the first move, even if they contact you. Now, here's what I mean by that. I had one girl who actually had a nice, very nice opening line. She wasn't especially my type, but she had a very good opening line. So she and I went back and forth a couple of times in email. During that time, she insinuated heavily. She always wanted me to make the decisions about where we should go, what we should do first. I made it plain to her, you know, well, I'll put it in your ballpark. You're a modern woman. But she didn't want it. She contacted me. She started pretty fast. Mm-hmm. Then she wanted me to take over the reins.
Mm.
Why? Because if she takes over the reins, she has to make the decisions about where we're going, what we're going to do, who's going to pay, and things like that. They don't want that. I'm going to disagree with Vern. Yeah, there are women who will, if they can find a guy who is out of work or, as Vern would say, beneath them so that they can get control, some women will do that. More so in the black community than the white community, okay? But overall, women do not want a man they can dominate because they will dump him as soon as you say bullshit.
Hmm. You know, that's interesting.
In a marriage, it's a little different because once you're married, you can henpeck the fucking husband if you know, fall out of love and shit like that.
Oh, Lord.
Joe, that's different in the black community, Joe.
Yeah, so I'm saying.
I don't know about the white community because I haven't dated in the white community. So, but in the black community, a black woman that has a college degree, you know, in a career or something like that, they want to feel in control, man.
I had different.
The majority of them. I'm not saying all
really?
Of them, but most of them, yeah.
Because
yeah,
I hear
yeah.
on Block Talk
Some
Radio,
them, yeah.
I hear on the internet, I hear in forums how they're always complaining. In the black community, there's no eligible black men.
Well.
And it's not because you guys aren't nice. It's not because you guys are geeks. It's because they've got that goddamn degree. They've got that office managerial position. And now they're looking for somebody better
Let me tell you a story. The other day I was in Hooters eating, you know. And
Hooters?
It was kind of, yeah, it's kind of slow. Yeah, man, they got best oysters. But anyway, you know, they were, you know.
You were going to fuck one of those things too, huh?
No. Anyway.
That's why you had the oysters. You wanted to fuck one of the Hooters waitresses.
Whatever, Joe. That's
okay,
never mind. Anyway, I'm not
fuck who's
going to
have oysters in lunchtime unless you want to fuck one of them.
Well, it wasn't lunchtime; it was dinner time, and I was going home. And no, I wasn't trying to do all that. I wanted
right.
some oysters. Anyway,
okay.
So you know, my little waitress, she was 24 years old, and she already had her bachelor's in biology and chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, I asked her, I say, so I hear a lot. She was like black or Puerto Rican mixed. So
no.
I asked her, I say, well, I always hear the comment that there's no good black men out here. What do you think? You know, and she
said,
you know
what?
She
wants a Puerto Rican guy minimum.
No, no. Listen to what she said. She said,
okay.
No. She said, no. I used to think that. She said, then I started dating white guys. Did she
well,
stop for
look
moment?
At here.
Well, listen, listen. Then she said, you know what? They're all the same. That's what she said. They're all the same. She said, then I had to stop for a moment and ask myself, why? And I said, why what? She said, why am I, you know, coming meeting all these people? Then she said, I figured it out. I have certain places I go is what I'm attracting. So if I stop attracting them, going certain places, then I don't have to worry about it. I said, oh, at 24, the light bulb finally came on, huh? She said, yeah. I said, that's,
yeah.
Probably, that's probably what you get, why you got the degree in biology and chemistry at 24. Yeah, so,
you know what
you
that
know.
Is?
What?
She doesn't
what
even
is
know
that, Joe?
She doesn't even know what the fuck she's talking about. Because it
oh,
doesn't
she don't?
Matter where she goes. She can go to church. She can go to a town hall meeting. She can be engaged in politics. She can go to a swimming pool. She's
Joe,
going
Joe.
To attract the same
don't you
fucking
think her chances,
guys.
Don't you think her chances are better in places like that than hanging out, you know, in a bar or, you know, just hanging out with a bunch of nobodies?
If she's going to hang out in a certain socioeconomic setting, if it's a low-class bar, she's going to meet low-class people. If it's a high-class bar, she's going to meet high-class people.
Uh-huh.
If she goes, well, if you go to a sports bar, an expensive sports bar, you're going to meet some people with ducats, okay? You go there, that's where you're going to find some of the better-looking fucking broads in the universe.
Uh-huh.
Because they're there for the rich boys. If you go
oh,
to the
really?
Financial section in town, okay,
uh-huh.
where they're going to have a sports bar or a lobster joint, that's
uh-huh.
where you're going to find the fucking good-looking chicks.
Uh-huh. Oh, really? You
mm-hmm.
sound like you kind of been there before. You know, you've been there.
Well, before I became libido-less, as everybody's trying to make me out to be, I was not celibate.
Okay. So here's my next two questions.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, with the advance of the internet and technology, is traditional, you know, man walking up to woman say, "Hi, I like you. Would you like to go out for a drink?" Over with now. Is everything
no.
done over the internet?
No, no, no. One out of every seven marriages, I think, in 2007, I believe it was done over the internet. So it's actually helping people. People blame technology, but technology is an inanimate object. It's what you're going to do with it. I think if you're going to be somebody who's a horn dog, you can go on the net and you can meet as many women as you want. It's no different. I mean, you go
no
to the
different?
Net, you go to any of these dating sites, you're going to see a picture. You say, I like that picture. You send her an email, you drop her a line. Hopefully you're not doing it as a phony. And you put in a profile that you think she'll like. She'll go to your profile. She'll contact you. You meet up. It's as simple as that.
Okay. I see. I don't know what's going on with Vernon, but he'll be
back. Oh, he dropped off again?
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know, Joe. I mean,
if you
want to
meet women, Eric, I mean, look. Yeah.
If you want to meet women, so, I mean, you meet them on the internet, hey, what good is that really doing?
You're meeting people. What difference does it make if you're meeting somebody on the internet?
Here's the point. So
if you
want to meet people like that, go to a local grocery store or something. Heck, sit in the mall and people watch and just meet the people that
That's
way.
That's a good idea, too. There's nobody saying that you can't do both.
But, you know, I'm kind of going goofy right now.
Oh,
you know, it's
well,
just made up
every place.
Yeah, it's just lazy. You know, everybody just want to sit in front of the computer and type, you know, the little sweet love things. And then
I wanted to do that. If I wanted to fucking shit, please. I could have had, just by lying, if I wanted to lie, I could lie, meet chicks, fuck them. I could be like goofy. But
you
don't
like
want
goofy?
Them because, yeah, I mean, you could be like, I mean, I could be fucking. The thing is that indiscriminate fucking, unless you find somebody who really has like a fucking really good pussy, is just indiscriminate fucking. I'm over 40. You're 50. Vernon's over 40. We all now have changed our standards about what we want in a woman. We want somebody, of course, who's sexy, but just having sex appeal isn't good enough for them to be our companions.
Hmm. Well, I guess. You know, and look, in on the internet in America, men lie most about, number one is age, number two is height, and number three is income. Now, women lie most about weight, physical build, and age. You know, so I guess we all look at things that are supposed to be importantly kind of differently. You know?
Well, it's the same thing if you meet somebody in person. I mean, a woman very rarely is going to date somebody who's shorter than she is. Right?
Yeah, that's for the most part, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So the same thing on the internet. She's not, you know. Plus, there have been people who've been catfished. But you can stop that shit easy. You know, you say, send me a picture, I send you a picture. That can, you still be catfished, but you can set up a webcam. And just view the person. And then I would never meet anybody who's more than a half an hour, 45 minutes away from me.
Oh, okay. Well, hold on. Let me bring Mr. Lowe in because, you know, he's waiting. All right, Mr. Lowe, what's happening, man? Happy Thursday to you.
Shalom, brothers. What's happening? Yeah.
Shalom. You finished flying around like a fucking buzzard out there in the stratosphere listening to us?
Nah, what's going on, cuz? A little busy. What's up, cuz? How you doing? Quit dropping off.
I couldn't hear it, man. I'm in a bad area over here.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, that's good. But, Joe, you have a point, but sport fucking, yeah, when you get a little older, sport fucking gets old, man.
You don't it, though?
Yes, it does. I mean, you know, I won't lie to you. Sometimes it's better to just look at a broad, walk across the street, say, damn, I'd like to hit that, and then go about your business, you know?
That's honest.
Why does foot fucking get old, though? It's a reason for that.
Because it's the same. You don't have any intimacy.
I say intimacy, and plus, you know, the older you get, the more mature you get, and plus...
Yeah.
Your body cannot take what it could take in its late teens, early 20s.
Now, that's the key reason right there.
I'll agree.
Your little soldiers ain't remultiplied as fast as they used to.
I'll agree, but, you know, if you have
a man...
I don't
want them multiplying.
Say what?
I said, I don't want them multiplying. What the hell are you talking about?
I mean, you know, I don't mean actually multiplying by going out there reproducing. I mean, but they not, you know, your sperm count ain't filling up as fast as it used.
It might take a little longer to get it up, maybe, but I'm going to disagree with the age thing because I'm probably older than both of you guys in my 40s. And you can fuck. You're right. You can fuck as long or as hard if you've got somebody there that you really like and are interested in. You can fuck just as long, just as hard as you were when you were in your 20s. You might not do it as often, which is probably what Vern and Lowe are probably referring to. Like, that's why you want to say, yeah, that's nice, but not tonight.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But when you get somebody in your bed, I think you can do it just as well as you can when you're in your 20s.
I don't know, man, because I remember when I was in my... teens and early 20s, and I go to this son of a bitch get chafed, you know, and I couldn't even wear drawers on. Now you take a Viagra and you give a man a Viagra, he have a 4 or 5 hour hard, he only going to fuck one time and that's it. And
I'm
going to
disagree. You know what that is? It's because you're not as interested in the chick. Because you yourself, you're a bodybuilder. You take care of your body. You eat and make sure you have the proper balance of amino acids and proteins and riboflavonates and everything. So your body isn't wearing down. It's the interest in the chick because of what your experiences have been in the past. You want that chick to be somebody more than just somebody you're just going to fucking and get it over with and then have her talk to you, and then you're asking yourself, why the fuck did I pick up this broad in the first place?
Joe, that sounds like a little experience talking.
Nah, that is experience. Shit.
Yeah, it does. I mean, hey, it's funny you mentioned that, man. Me and some guys at work were talking, and, you know, we were all, and the majority of us are married, and we were like, you know, it's funny. You go out, you meet abroad, and, you know, even if it's somebody that you, quote unquote, just happen to be screwing around with on the side, and then you go and you spend this money on this hotel room, And right after you nut, you like, how the fuck I throw this money away? Hell, I could have kept this money. Yeah, I could have kept this money and bought something else with that.
Goodbye. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Because the woman on the side, hell, she only wants you while you're married or while you're with somebody.
Emotionally unavailable. Yeah, that's when you're attracted to some of these broads.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what y'all saying is, in today's society, that's what people call dating, or what's with this terminology, hanging out? Is that the new word for dating, hanging out?
That's some TV bullshit that people bought into, man.
Oh, that's what that is?
Yeah, because we used to just say back in the day, man, you know, we fucking around, we fucking, you know? Now they want to clean it up and put some clothes on it and say we just hanging out. Nut hang out. How about that?
You just
hanging out. Yeah.
Oh Lord, have mercy. Y'all
just hanging out. I mean, friends with benefits. Ain't that some? What kind of bullshit that is?
It's just having sex. Consider dating.
No, we just fucking.
Well, you know what? Lowe's right about that. You know, you gussy it up, you put the dress on it. The friends with benefits is a way of making women feel that they're not just being fucked.
Yeah.
They don't like to be fucked. Well, friends with benefits, hey, that's not, you know, no problem. What's the fucking difference?
Nothing. It just has more ingredients to it, that's all.
We got to be living in a different world because I know on the black side of things, they like fucking.
They're not going to tell you. Well, I'm just his fucking.
Let me ask this question then. Friends with benefits, is that considered dating?
No.
No.
No?
No.
It's just a get together, sexual type of thing, and that's it.
That's it.
Just, you know, two people have a mutual understanding, that's all.
Mutual understanding usually go to hell, though.
Yeah, that's true. It started out.
I'm about to ask that question then. What happens when one changes the way they feel?
Yeah, that used to go to hell, man. Yeah. And what you talking to her for? All that coming about then. Or it could be the other way around. It could be the man acting related.
That's true. That's right.
That's a good point. That's a good point because, you know, dudes, you know, even if they not with the chick, I don't understand why they feel like they got to try to lock a broad down if they not with her. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Even if you married to her, the day she came out of her mama, that pussy was on her. That wasn't your pussy.
When she married you, that is your fucking pussy.
That pussy
When you married her,
that is your pussy. Same thing
as that is
her cock. You don't spread it around. You don't fucking.
That ain't true. That is not true, Joe.
You're supposed to.
So in that case, what about dating then? What about dating then, Joe?
If you're dating, you can take that cock and put it any place you want. Same thing with that pussy. If you're dating,
that was the key word. Supposed to.
That's right.
That might be the way it's supposed to be, but that ain't the way it goes, yo.
Well, anybody who's dating is jealous. He and she is a fucking asshole. Either you get them into a relationship, or you have to realize. Your partner is out there free as a bird to fucking do what she wants to do. If you can fuck, she can fuck. But if you're in a relationship, she's got to lock that shit up. Like Lo was talking about, lockdown, that's your pussy.
I've been married since 2002, Joe.
I'm not saying it's pussy on demand here, okay? Because women are going to say, hey, wait a minute. You just can't, you know, snap your fingers, expect me to come to bed. I'm saying that pussy is yours. Yeah, it's on her, but she can't just fling it around, tease people, flirt, do any of that shit. That bullshit is gone once she's in a relationship and once she's married. She is now yours. Doesn't mean that, she, you know, you can say, hey, babe, I'm horny. Come over here and suck my dick. I'm not saying that.
Joe, you're in real form today, aren't you?
Well, you thought about a favorite topic of mine.
I know, but the girl.
Well, Well, you go up to the police station, Joe, and
I'm not going near any fucking top fucking precinct.
You fill a damn police report out telling them she gave your pussy up that's supposed to be yours, and you see what they do about it.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to walk in the nearest precinct and say, can I have the form for the pussy misguided police? You know what?
Hey,
they might even have one.
Joe, we're going to lay your ass up about that damn station, buddy.
And Joe,
you know why?
That's why I wouldn't.
You know why he said that?
Mm-hmm.
You know why he said that?
Why?
Because
he said that. He said that because a guy actually did that.
You gotta be fucking kidding.
For real,
man. Hey, I got caught over there at a dude's house, man, and a mutual guy we both know. And this was back in like '95.
Oh my fucking
God! That was more like '97, cuz.
Was that guy related to Michael?
No. Right. He was living in the house with the woman, and you know, hey, I slipped over there, and he came home too early, and the police showed up. Me and him was fighting outside. I was naked, and the police showed up. He called the police, and the police was like, "What's going on?" He was in there fucking my girl. Police was like, "What can we do about that? What, did he rape her?" She screaming rape. So that was her pussy.
No, did somebody else call the cops or did he call the cops?
The dude called the police.
He called the cops. Well,
yes.
All right.
What could they do as long as he wasn't raped?
Well, legally, can't do shit, but you know that pussy
is
yours. Why do you think he got
called,
upset?
He called the cops after he ran out the house with two guns in his hand.
And he still called the cops, huh?
Yeah. I was gone.
You know what?
The kicker about the whole thing is the pussy wasn't all that great.
And you could have been shot over that.
That's why
we get older and we learn from our experiences. We say
exactly.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, the motherfucker had a stellar body. The body was wow, but. It wasn't all that,
I was just about to say that, cuz. Now, she might not have had the best monkey, but that song gonna had a bad body on her, boy.
Yes, indeed.
Boy, yes, you were built.
Now, you still remember that, I'm
look, we can get on from a reminiscing, cuz y'all getting kind of curious.
Yeah, they're talking about this banging body. Somebody was that bang for
you
the
know,
banging body.
Vernon talking about, yes, Lord. Yeah, we finna move away from that. Wow, that is just crazy.
That's a true story. That was 95 because I had that Silver Maxim. 95, 96.
But see, Joe. Okay, I understand what Joe is saying in principle. I really do, but that don't hold any water nowhere unless she wants it to hold water. You know what I mean? Now she may tell you that while y'all in the act, but
yeah,
you know,
as soon as you mess up,
it may belong to somebody else. You just don't know it. It's on loan.
Ain't even
got to
mess up. It could be that summer gun when she was 17 and he was like 19 or 21 that was sticking up. Can just happen to come in town. Anything. Yeah.
You know what? In surveys, too, talking about what Lo was talking about, nothing has to happen. In surveys, something like, I think it's 25% of men and 18% of women, when they were surveyed, and I think they gave anonymous answers, the thing is, they said they cheated, right, on their spouses, but they were happy in the marriage. When I read that, I fucking flipped my ass out. I said, how the fuck can you be fucking happy and you're fucking on your fucking husband and wife?
Easy. Is the bedroom is boring. The bedroom is boring.
Yeah, that's the society. That's the society we live in. Yeah. Like I said the other day, what's backwards is right and what's right is backwards.
Mm-hmm. Fucking shit. Yeah, bro.
I would be willing to bet that probably nine out of every 10 married couples out there, I'd be willing to bet that both spouses still got a phone number or a way of contacting a significant other that they had in the past.
Mm. Well, nobody wants to throw away the black book.
Yeah.
Neither
I
way.
Can't be that.
So,
yeah.
So you saying you get into a relationship, and regardless of what happens and what you know whether you get married or whatever, you still keep that sideline person just
a lot
in case.
Of fucking that causes
a
lot of problems.
A lot of them,
black folks.
Just a lot of them do it, Eric.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be amazing.
You think you're gonna throw away a fucking black book? You got a couple of hundred fucking names.
Shit. Never know where you are in the world.
Mm-hmm. You might say, "Look, honey, you know you can fucking burn it right in front of her, but you got a fucking copy."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got everything in your phone log.
Okay,
and
I guess
even more to it than that. I mean, you know, a movie that came out. When, matter of fact, it came out when we was on our first deployment. It was Unfaithful. Man, that movie was crazy. And you should have seen how many guys was watching that movie and that over there mad in the damn desert, man. I mean, it's crazy because the guy in the movie, I think it was Richard Gere, you know, just a worker still, doing everything he can to take care of his family, you know, and he loved his family, but... His old lady, she had some old bullshit-ass job. You know, I go out and I buy art for other people, some shit like that. She just happened to meet some young guy, and she was bored in the house. And next thing you know, man, shit, that young dude was beating the brakes off of her. He was killing her.
Wow. You know what?
Yeah.
Such crap.
Yeah. And she was enjoying it. And that's why in the end, when Richard Gere found out everything that was going on, and he went over to the guy's house and confronted him. Richard Gere and his wife would always go on vacation and bring back those little shake things with the snowflakes in it.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah, the bowls. Yeah,
she gave the boy one of the damn globes, and Richard Gere found it at his house.
Now, see, wow. If it were me, I wouldn't go over to his house. I would beat that bitch till she was fucking black and blue out of both fucking eyes.
Look, Joe, you can't be beating on nobody like
yeah.
that.
That pussy belongs to my fucking ass. The body attached to it belongs to me.
Well, Joe, if you beat her like that, if you beat her like you say, your butt going to belong to somebody else.
Not the way I do it. Uh-uh.
Oh, not the way you do it.
No. Okay. Because, no, look. There are certain, you know, if you're fucking talking to a woman, raise your voice, you know, that kind of bullshit is verbal abuse. If you fucking get into pushing back and forth, they may want to call the cops. You fucking let a broad know, this is the last fucking time, not just the first time, the last fucking time you're doing this. Nobody's calling no fucking cops.
Richard Gere.
Okay, and what world is that going to work in?
Good question.
All right.
These mouthed bitches nowadays, I don't know who that's going to work with.
Okay, wait, y'all. All right. I know we got to kind of carry it away, but we kind of, you know, chill on the language a little bit, if you know what I mean. Because you never know who listening. I put everybody, you know, so chill on the language a little bit, but we still get your meaning, okay? That's all I'm saying. Oh, now nobody wants to talk. Okay,
you do
fine.
Not get into a relationship.
I let my hair down.
You don't get into a fucking marriage and just say, oh, it happened? Oh, okay.
It happened, huh?
No, it did. It happened once. You either let it go and give her a reminder, or if you want to forgive her, you still give her a reminder. And the same thing goes for the chick. You don't cheat on your fucking wife. You don't cheat on your girlfriend. If you don't like the relationship, you get the fuck out. There is nothing more fucking painful, and this is what broads will say, nothing more fucking painful outside of the death of a son or a daughter than being cheated on. And they'll say that even after they got divorced, and after they got divorced, if after that they found out, they still feel hurt. And I don't blame anybody who's been cheated on who feels like, what the fuck? I didn't give all my heart and my soul to this particular person just to have somebody willy-nilly because they're bored just go out and do something. No. First time is last time.
Okay. So once again, you're not on that level. I'm going to let you slide. Okay.
I've never done it. I don't know if I do it in the future.
It's over with.
But, I've never done it. Not to me. I mean, I don't forgive the semi-little shit. If I find you've got a pattern where you're not doing what I want you to do, you know that what you're doing annoys me, hey, I'm saving you because I'm letting you go early.
Oh, okay. So you save him. Okay, saving her. Okay. I kind of agree with that.
I heard that. Well, I can tell you straight up. If we dating or whatever, and if I find out.
Where'd you go, Lou?
We must have dropped him.
Oh, all right.
No, but here's the question, and I'm glad he said that. What
I'm glad you brought the thing. I want to clarify something before you get in, Eric.
What?
Because she's saying that because when you're dating, she's free to do anything she wants. You're just dating.
Well, see,
but
that's
if you're
what
in a relationship.
That's what I was about to ask. What constitutes dating?
When you do not commit yourself to the other person, and she or he does not commit themselves to you. Simple.
So if
are
somebody
you mine?
Says,
yes.
if
am
somebody
I yours?
Walks
yes.
up, okay, let's say you two of you go to a say a barbecue together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And go to a barbecue together, and all of a sudden, you know, somebody asks you, "Hey, who is this?" You say, "Oh, this is Jane," you know, and we dating,
right?
You know, and so is that saying like y'all a couple now, or is it just saying okay, we get together every now and then, have sex, and then, you know, go on about our business? So what is dating? I guess that's something we need to talk about first. What is dating?
Dating is a non-committed interaction of guy and girl going out having a good time. You're not committed to one another. So, which means, basically, you're both free to date other people.
So there's no commitment at all in dating?
No formal commitment. Some people commit their hearts.
But back in the day, that dating, when you said you were dating someone, that meant y'all had a commitment and y'all were a couple. I mean,
I don't know how far back.
It's come to, you know, we're just dating or we're just hanging out. You know, so even though you say you're dating, you're still free to go, you know, over to the left or the right a little bit if that's what you want to do.
Well,
yeah, but back in the day, I mean, you know, now think about it. Now, used to, I heard of this. I don't know anything about being pinned. A guy with
that was high school shit.
Yeah. And you know, or like, you know, give her your Letterman jacket or something like that, you know, and, you know, that's basically just pissing on your property. But, you know, as far as all things being equal, you know, that was a mutual understanding right there. Nowadays, you know, with so many people having sports sex, even teenagers, you know, that stuff don't even matter.
Well, then that's why I guess it's important that you actually speak the words, you formalize it. If it's not formalized, then both people are free to fuck whoever they want to fuck. Unless it's your boy, you know. You don't date my friend.
Okay. Shit, that's where you'll get hit at the closest, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm leaving that one alone.
I'm serious. I mean, you, let's say me and Mr. Talk, you know, we running boys. We running, but everything I do, I gotta let him know. Everything I do, you know, I'm gonna slip out tonight. You know, I'm gonna start something so I can slip out tonight, or whatever case may be. Guess who's at my house? Guess who just happened to pop up at my house?
All right, Eric. All right.
Next day, you know, hey, and what if just so happened at one of those barbecues, he just happened to look at my old lady and he liked what he saw anyway. They treacherous nowadays, man.
Eric's not supposed to do shit except look and salivate, maybe. Outside of that. No. They can talk, they can be friends, he can like her, she can like him, but they're supposed to resist temptation. You two are homies. You're not supposed to touch your friend's fucking girl. Even when they break up, don't. There's a whole bunch of fucking people out there. You don't have to date the one that he dated.
I don't know about all that now.
Well,
I know. That's the way it is with me.
Is that another subject we'll talk we can go into? Is it
absolutely
okay to date, is it okay to date an ex of a friend?
I don't see why not. I mean,
if he's okay with it and it doesn't hurt him, And if it's like a reasonable amount of time, then it's cool.
Stop. What you mean if it's all right with him? If you
hey, I'm dating somebody, right? I'm dating her for about a good 6, 7, 8, 9 months. I'm getting kind of serious. She's getting kind of serious. For some reason, we break up. I still have residual feelings for her. She still has feelings for me. She's met somebody, a guy, because of me. That guy's my boy. So now he's supposed to date her? How about I give me about a fucking year or so to decompress? Don't fucking say, oh, okay, Joe, I'm sorry you broke up. Hey, Jane. You free tonight? Hey, how about you and I going out? Yeah.
Well, white people, they show up, you know, like if all of you guys are friends in the beginning and you and her start dating or whatever, and then, you know, maybe y'all bust up or whatever, and her and the other guy that you are both mutual friends will start dating. You know, that's white people do that shit like that.
No. That's the way to get a fucking poo-poo across your fucking head.
Or is it? That's just
you
lifetime.
Say get a what across your head, Joe?
Fucking pool cue.
I kind of thought that too, cuz.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I had
a white buddy told me one time him and one of his partners they was drinking and all of them in the bedroom together and they say a switch and they switch women and.
Oh, well, that's what they want. It's what they wanted.
Damn. Well, ain't no way in the hell I'm going over there. Like
yes.
I said, hey, if I know she done gave it up, I can't handle that, you know.
So it's a certain unspoken law between men and, you know, that's
women
not supposed
too.
To happen there.
Yeah.
You think women say the same thing?
Wait till Renee and Ebony get on the line. Ask them, see what they feel about if their girlfriends are dating an ex that they were dating for a while. Now, give them like 2 years, 3 years, okay. Mm-hmm. But right away, nah.
Man, I
now,
remember.
A good friend of mine, I wouldn't want to date his ex, you know, somebody I knew he had feelings for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't even want to get tied up in that.
Right.
You know, that's my personal feeling.
Well, mm-hmm. My personal feelings is, hey, if they ain't kicking it no more, then so be it. I don't want to. I said a good friend of yours, Lou. Yeah, me too.
So what you're saying, Lou, if you and your wife broke up and, you know, mm-hmm. one of your boys got with her, you wouldn't have no problems with that?
Fuck the bitch.
You'll witness the first man have a baby, buddy. Yeah, that's what would happen now.
No, man, no. Real talk. No. Real talk. Hey, if it go down to the point where, like, you know, I'm not in that situation anymore, and somebody else comes into that situation, hey, good, because something didn't work out there for me. Hell, I don't went on about my business.
I mean, well, that's what you, now, we talking about somebody, your wife right now, somebody you care about, cuz, now, that's easy to say.
I know that.
But if the situation come about, your feelings, you may not show your feelings, but on the inside, you're going to be ate up, buddy.
I agree with Vernon and his line. Because eventually you're going to start thinking about the things y'all used to do in the bedroom. Then you're going to think about, you're going to start being like, I wonder what is she doing? Then you're going to get pissed.
What for?
Even if you broke
and you
up
notice
with
your boy that's doing it,
somebody else, that's a different shit. But even if you broke up with her, okay, and you had no feelings for her whatsoever, if she took up with your boy, let's say a couple of months later, that's a slap in the face.
If it's detached, it's detached. If it's not there anymore, it's not there anymore. That's me.
All right.
You know, everybody can't feel like
all right.
You know,
I give it 2 years or so or something like that, not right away for me. I mean, no good friend of mine is going to say, you know, I'm going to stick it to that shit because he's been having that too long. Fuck that.
I mean, now the truth is you could actually deal with it being a stranger.
Yeah.
You could deal with it being a stranger. But right. your boy?
No, not your friends. Not your no fucking way.
No, that's a, you know.
Okay. I'd have to hire me a fucking broad to do a fucking bobbick on his fucking ass.
So good lord.
I guarantee you, you're gonna be acting shady with his ass next time you talk to him, buddy.
Yeah, he's not a friend of mine.
Oh, the only thing I probably think is shit. That's something that's been trying to get over there anyway. So.
Do you think y'all could still sit down and have a normal conversation, drink, build together, and whatever case may be?
Are you fucking kidding?
Look, Bernie.
I'm talking to Roe now. Check this out. This is what happened.
Originally, in the beginning, yeah, they can sit down and have a regular conversation till the alcohol start kicking in.
Then the truth comes out.
You know what? And something wrong is said, then it's hard to pop it up again.
Yeah. Don't worry.
That's what's going to happen.
Boy, I showed him your ex-ass looked like that when she bent over.
That's not the kicker.
The kicker is, hey man, like when she about to come, does she just free fill out?
Did you experience the same shit in the bed that I did? Oh shit!
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Some tables and chairs get turned over.
I'll tell you
here.
What, that but fucking bottle of beer that he was drinking.
You'll be wearing that bottle.
He'll be fine out the outside.
Okay.
Be...
All right. So we got this down now. So the rest of us say no. If you know you break up with somebody, your boy or family member can't date them. Those say he ain't got a problem with it, right?
Right.
Okay. And we want to know if women got a certain law or rule about that.
All right, ladies,
we're going to ask you. Do y'all have a rule, unspoken rule about dating friends and how can I put it? Dating somebody that's close to someone you know, okay? Can your friend date your man after you done dropped him? Put it that way.
Where are they?
Or vice versa. So 347-838-8622. Give me a call and let me know what's going on because we want to know. Yeah, and this is it does have a lot to do with dating. So we'll get the end of Zabo. You know, exactly what do we expect? Uh-oh, I got a hand up already.
Let's go, female.
All right, Renee, you're on the air. What's going on?
Renee, the one who's the unusual one has to be first.
Don't fool yourself.
Yeah, you know, like
fool yourself with
check. Jesus.
Don't fool yourself with them smoking mirrors, Joe. Don't fool yourself.
No. Look, any respectable woman that's a classy woman is not going to go after anybody else's man for any reason.
There you go.
No. That's just foul.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just foul.
Ooh, no way.
Even,
that is.
Even
no
if
no
mom.
Way.
Okay. Wait. Even if you know this woman didn't treat this man right and he's a good man and you've been looking for your good man, you still wouldn't go there.
Nah.
All right. Let me add something to that, Eric. What I'm saying about a year, 2 years, let's say you've been dating this girl for a year, right? Now, you've been introducing her to all your buddies, your relatives, and all that kind of good stuff. Consequently, you have some good friends who talk to her. You've been at the barbecues, the picnics, inside the clubs together and everything. After a while, okay, now they've gotten to know each other. Now, after a while, after the feelings supposedly have died down, after the separation, if they get together, I would say 2 years subjectively. I think the guy who used to date the girl, he's got to say, all right, I let her go. She let me go. It's time for everybody else just to go along their own way, and whatever happens, happens. And if your boy happens to date her, it's going to hurt. But, you know, if they found each other, more power to them. But not right away.
What's the difference, man? Not right away, next week.
Because of the feelings that you have. When you break up with somebody right away, even if you broke up with them, you're either pissed, right, because you told her to get lost because you're pissed with her, or she told you to get lost, and you don't like it. Now, it takes a while to decompress and to fucking say to yourself, okay, it happened, time for me to move on. But if you're seeing her with somebody, especially your boy, right away, that's a slap in the face.
I guess you can say that, man. You know, me personally, you know, Bernard can admit I never had too many quote-unquote meaningful relationships. So I don't know. No, I never had too many meaningful relationships.
Yeah, but I know this one here meaningful to you, cuz.
Say what?
Well?
Say what?
Yeah, I know this one. Yeah. I know this one here meaningful to you, cuz.
Oh, yeah, I hung around a while, yeah, on this end.
Now, I don't want to see it happen to you, but I would love to see you be that calm behind that shit.
Yeah, that'd be something, man.
Like I said, I mean, you know, hell, if he were hustling at her before, you know, we even busted up there, that's one thing by itself, because if we drinking beer and, you know, we kicking at each other's houses or whatever, I found out that you and my gal were sneaking around, I heard both of you.
Oh, that's different.
I heard them.
Yeah. You're going to hurt him
without all that, Lo.
What'd you say, Vernon?
Oh, yeah.
Without all that,
he ain't gonna take all that. If he mess around, find out they start talking 2 months later. After they busted up.
Yeah,
no.
he's gonna do something.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No, you ain't gonna have a problem.
No,
with that.
Man, by the end, Lord been in the wind, and everybody know what in the wind means.
All right.
Yeah, you be in the wind, but it ain't gonna be like you think, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me ask Renee a question real fast. Mm-hmm. Renee, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, here's the question: What constitutes dating? Is dating saying that we're in a committed relationship, or is it just like a hanging out type thing? You know, like a friends with benefits type of thing.
Dating means that you're in an exclusive relationship with somebody. It doesn't mean you're out there with a bunch of people and you're just casually hanging out. Dating means that you are exclusive with each other and that that person is only seeing one person.
Okay.
Hanging out means that you're just hanging out.
What that mean?
Hanging out means you've got friends and they've got friends and the two of you are just hanging out, but you have other people that you hang out with. But when you're dating somebody, you're exclusive to that one person.
Okay,
maybe
that definition.
Up with them hanging up.
What?
That definition fits everything. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just saying maybe you're laying up and all that hanging out, too. Keeping it on the cool.
You can be friends with benefits if you're hanging out.
You see that new school bullshit she just brought up, the friends with benefits bullshit?
Why is that okay for men, but it ain't okay for women?
Who said it's okay for men?
Like that.
I mean, who said it's okay for men? For one or two, if you want to go out there and slang yourself all over the place, then you go ahead. You want to get yourself up out of both drawers, then go ahead. That's fine with me.
I was doing it, man. I just said that's the
not
terminology.
Oh, God.
Here's the thing. Now, Renee has her definition of dating is the same as Eric's. Because Eric thinks that dating is either exclusive or semi-exclusive, where you're just dating each other, you're not going to do anything else with anybody else. My definition is if you're dating, you have the freedom to do anything you want with anybody else until you commit.
I don't even like the commit part.
That means you're hanging out. You're just hanging out. If you're being with more than one woman at a time, then you're hanging out.
Not at a time.
If you are dating someone, you are exclusive to that one person, and dating then leads, it's a courtship, and dating then leads on to the next level of marriage. So you are thinking of moving to the next level with this one person. So you're excluding all others around you, and you're just focusing on this one person.
All right, so from your perspective, if I'm dating one girl and I'm not committing myself to her, okay, I'm not allowed to date somebody else at the same time.
No, man, that's disrespectful. Come on.
Renee.
No wonder you've been married for 23 years. You left yourself back in a land that time forgot.
Please, I have grown boys that think the same way that I do. They think the same thing that I do. If they're dating someone and they're exclusive to that one person, they're serious with that person. If they're hanging out, they introduce me to their friends. They say, "Hey, mom, this is a girl I'm hanging out with," or "This is a friend of mine." They don't say, "This is a girl that I'm dating." Different.
Did they commit themselves, though? Did your boys commit himself to the girl and the girl commit himself to the guy, to your son?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
But that's a relationship. That's why, and they're still dating.
It's dating.
It's a dating relationship. But
yes.
The thing is, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. What Joe's trying to say is, there's two separate definitions for dating. That you're saying there's two different levels of dating,
Joe? No, I'm saying there's one definition for dating. Dating means that you are exclusive to one person and you are only seeing that one person. Hanging out means that you are dating or, quote-unquote, dating other people. That's why they say, "I'm hanging out." Today you're going to dinner with her. Tomorrow you're going to the movies with her. Next week you're going out to the concert with her. They're all different women.
So basically, you can sleep with who you want to when you're hanging out.
If that's what you choose to do, yeah.
All right. So different definition then. All right.
Let me bring Goofy in.
You're just with one person.
Who's coming in?
All right. Goofy, you on the air, man. What's going on?
So I really don't want to get up into this, but I have to. Good Thursday, gentlemen and ma'am. Dating is dating. Come on. If you're committed, then you commit to one single person. What's the point on dating if you can't explore your options? I mean, I think that definition that you just said was just totally foul. Now, committing and promise rings, yeah, that's your definition. That fitted to a T, but as of dating, no. Dating is you're going around, you know, you're having a date. If it's going good, then it's going good. If not, then I'm going on another date. That's what dating is.
That's the way I figure it, Renee.
So,
I have to totally disagree with y'all. Totally.
So,
this is why you guys don't have regular relationships.
Now you have to bring that in.
You don't know the proper terminology.
Wait a minute.
You have to bring that in.
Look. Any woman that you go out with that's got a decent sense in her mind, when you say, and you've gone out with her more than 3 or 4 times, a lot of women get attached very quickly.
That's their freaking problem.
You are not going to say to them, "Oh, I'm going to go out and date with you this week, but next week I'm going out with Sally Ann and Joe." And you know, you're not going to do that.
Of course, you're not going to tell them.
So that's why you're just hanging out. You're just hanging out with them.
Why?
You don't have any relationship or any ties with them. You're just hanging out with them.
Hanging out is dating nowadays. That's what dating is. Hanging out, you know, getting to know someone. That's dating. You're not committing. You're dating.
Dating is
always
meant. Just going out with different
people. Now, let me tell you something. If the person didn't have the magic in the first date or the second or the third, they should be prepared that other person is maybe, you know, venturing around. Because within the first 3 dates, if you don't catch them, you might as well forget them. Plain and simple.
Hey, listen to what you're saying, Renee. Okay, listen to what you're saying.
I hear what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying.
You're saying that from what you're saying, if I find somebody, right, I date her Friday. I date her the Friday after that. Three times. Fourth time now. Friday after that. Now, I'm supposed to be committed to her because she wants it?
No, what I'm saying is women look at it differently than men do. Women understand, okay, well, I've gone out with this guy for a month straight. She's going to think you guys are dating.
Well,
We're going out for a whole month.
What's that got to do with?
We go out every Friday night for a whole month. You guys are having regular conversations. You're talking to each other over the phone. You're going for dinner this night or a concert.
Don't forget the
sex. Whatever, Joe.
I'm going to date somebody 4 times.
Women are
going to
think that you're in a relationship. Then you're in a relationship. That's how men think.
Whoa.
Women don't think that way.
I don't care what they call it. Look, Alan, women, I don't give a crap about the men from Mars and the women from Venus. What about our women?
Okay, wait. All right, now, go ahead and finish what you were saying, Renee.
You asked a woman's point of view, a woman's point of view. This is why y'all have issues, okay? Because you don't think from the opposite way sometimes. Look, I understand what you guys are saying. I disagree with it, but I understand what you're saying. What I'm saying from a woman's point of view, we're going to consider you exclusive to us, and we're going to look at you as a date. And we're not going to hesitate and call you out of the blue, and because that's how women think. Women get attached very quickly.
Let me ask you this.
Men not so, but women yes.
Let me ask you this. So after four times, because of the woman's perspective, which is what you're saying you're recalling now, your girlfriend's and your perspective is that I date somebody four times, let's say four weekends in a row, we have sex, we're having a good time. She's thinking of me as her exclusive thing?
Yeah, unless you do have
the... No, that's what you're saying, Miss Renee.
That's what you're telling everybody. I said yes. Because women get attached quicker than men get attached.
Does she have a right to think? Let me ask, does she have a right to think that because I've been dating her, right, that I'm hers only? Does she have a right to think that?
I don't.
Yo.
If
you ain't signed no contract, you can test drive many damn cars. You
see, this is why y'all don't have nobody, because y'all don't think like we do.
Actually, I do.
So look, you know what women think of nowadays?
We think things differently. Women think of things differently. That's what I'm telling you.
They
attach them quicker.
They want somebody with a car. They want somebody to take care of them. They've been listening to too much Destiny's Child.
All women don't
want
that, man.
And they want some brothers to pay some bills. That's what women think of nowadays.
But listen, what
women don't think that way.
Most of them have to if they're thinking that. If they're thinking I belong to them simply because I took them someplace and I did the do, and now they're thinking I'm theirs, now they're going to think I'm cheating on them because I'm taking out somebody else.
Yeah, they are.
What about the lady? What about the lady that
has
to...
But how is it cheating if it's not a committed relationship?
What about the lady that had the spreadsheet of all the guys' phone numbers and she going out every night with a different man getting a free meal? What about that?
That's different.
Why is that different?
She's just hanging out with dudes. She's just hanging out with
them.
She's hanging out with them.
Whoa, now all of a sudden you're giving her a license to hang out.
No, I'm not giving a license to hang out. I'm saying you asked me a question, I'm answering it. What about the woman with the spreadsheet of all the men that she's been dating?
Right.
Every night she's got to do. She's hanging out. She's
That woman's dating.
That's all I'm doing. And I'm sorry that you think it's wrong, but that's what she's doing. She's dating
them. That's what
them,
she's doing.
Okay?
No.
What she was doing was she was hoeing around. That's what she was doing.
She was absolutely hoeing around.
She's exploring her options. That's what she's doing.
Money.
Oh, it's okay for guys to do it, but it's not okay.
Wait a minute.
Renee, let me ask you something. You know what? I love when people say, oh, it's okay for guys. Wait, let me ask you something. Just because somebody jump off a bridge, you're going to say, okay, I want to try it too.
I didn't say me personally, dude.
Okay, well, you keep jumping on you personally.
I'm not jumping on nobody.
You the one taking it personal. You the one that's saying, I'm not saying me, dude. I'm not saying you either. I'm just saying women in general. It's just the exact same thing as I was.
But sometimes.
I'm finishing what I'm saying.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's the exact same thing as when you had people on Facebook turning around, women, more especially black women, turning around, taking a picture of their ass and then their face and posting that picture. And I was like, what's the madness for? Why you got to post a picture of your behind? Grown women. And the first response I got was, white women do it too. What the hell that's got to do with anything? So you mean to tell me that's because men go and lay around and this and that, then, okay, women can do it too.
Well, when I'm asked, the question that I'm asking you is, so is it a double standard? So you
yeah,
want to question when a woman does
yes.
it. Why?
Yes, it is.
Why?
Because
why?
If I go out, in this society, if I go out and I have 10 women, I'm a player, I'm a stud, and if you go out and you have
10
women,
you're
a hoe. You're
oh,
a hoe.
Really?
Oh,
really?
That's
society.
I
so
didn't
the
make the rules.
This
was going on
before
I was born.
Well, let me apply the real double standard here. Let me apply the real one, okay? Because men are considered hoes nowadays, and they shouldn't be. Neither should a woman. If she's just dating a guy, she wants to get as much from him, different men.
Not a guy, some guys.
So, all right, but here's the real double standard. Renee, you've already said that if I'm dating somebody four times, five times, let's say five times in a row, I'm supposed to be, according to her, I'm supposed to be hers.
A good woman.
Now,
a good woman.
Now, if I...
Well, what's the difference between
wait,
a woman
let me ask this.
And
hold
a
on.
Good
I'm,
woman?
I want to find out, should I have the same perspective on her? If I'm dating her five or six times in a row, should I consider her mine?
From my perspective, I would say yes.
Okay, so in other words, if I say to her, since we've been dating five or six times in a row, I don't want you to go out with anybody else, she should say, well, I understand how you feel, and I won't. That's the way it should be?
You
can't say no?
The two of you, no, you can say no.
Then the dating definition doesn't hold water.
In Renee's book of dating, if a woman goes out a certain amount of times, then that's a commitment, right?
Well, I'm not saying it's a commitment as in marriage. I'm saying if you're dating
No. You said a commitment.
You're dating
exclusively.
Don't put words in my mouth. Do not put words in my mouth.
No, it's not a commitment as in marriage, but you did say commitment.
It's dating as turning into more, maybe, possibly. Who knows? But I think that it would be a commitment only if you were dating them a long period of time and they would expect that from you. I mean, a year or so you're dating and then they want a commitment. That's where I'm saying a commitment comes in. Now, when I'm saying dating, I'm saying you're dating. The two of you are dating. You've dated five or six times. You call her on a Thursday or Friday night, say, let's go Saturday to the park or to the mall or whatever the case may be. And there's nothing wrong with going out with the person, just that person, alone, nobody seeing anybody else. That's dating. You're dating. But when you become a relationship, you have that conversation with them. Hey, you know, I really enjoy spending time with you.
So where does the commitment come in?
What?
I thought the commitment was there a long time ago when
nobody
else was included.
No, some women get attached quicker than men do.
Some men
get attached. That's not the man's fault. That's not the man's fault. We shouldn't have to settle down because of that.
I can't hear all y'all at one time.
Some men get attached quickly also.
Renee, this is the first time I've ever heard anybody say in a long, long time what you've said. Because most women are saying, no, that's not a commitment. It's only a commitment if both people say, yes, we're committed.
Well, I think after a time, and you're in a relationship that's after you date, but you're just dating each other for a while to get to know each other, to have dinner together, to hang out together, or whatever. You're just exclusive between the two of you. When you're hanging out with somebody, you're out there doing whatever you want to do. You call them when you feel like it. That's why women get so attached so quickly, because the terminology for men is totally different for women than it is for men.
Men feel that they don't
want to get attached to one girl too soon, so they go out with a lot of different women. And then the woman says, oh, I found this and I found that, and they get to snooping and cheating. You got all this paranoia going on. So people aren't, their lanes aren't clear. Their ideas of each other are not clear. And men think one way and women think another way. And a good woman, not all women are good women, but a good woman is going to feel that. She's going to want to say, hey, I'm dating this guy. I'm going to introduce you as my date or my friend. I'm not going to just sit there and say that women don't hold around like you said, because they do.
No, I can understand how women will say, is this man a potential man for me? Am I wasting my time? But that's not after 4 days.
Yes.
That's not after 4 days.
But from day one, that's what women are thinking. From the moment that you have that first date with them, that's what they're thinking. from that second that they meet you, that you go out with them. That's what a woman would think. Am I wasting my time?
Yeah, yeah,
you
didn't
know.
What is
that
noise?
I don't
know. What is that? I hear it too. It's static. Sound like somebody got water running. Yeah.
No, there's no water running.
Yeah, that's
better. It went away then.
I feel that people have to understand that women, when you have that first date with them, they're sitting down with you asking, is that going to be a potential mate for me from day one?
Wow.
Let's set the radio on.
So let me ask you. So in dating, there is no commitment.
No, there's not. The commitment is that you are exclusive with that one person for a while. Meaning 5, 6, 7 dates you get out with them. You're just dating each other to get to know each other. A relationship takes it to the next level. Okay, so you're first hanging out, then you're dating, then you get into a relationship, and that's at the end of that relationship is where the commitment comes. Commitment comes with relationship.
That's different than what I was saying before.
So if I date a person 5 or 6 times, if I've been, you know, I've been out with them 5 or 6 times or whatever the case may be, slept with them, whatever the case is, I shouldn't feel awkward if I see that person dating someone else.
I think if you have been out with her 5 or 6 times and you feel that you are connected in whatever way you feel that you're connected, and you feel and she feels that you are the one person that you want to get to know a little better than the two of you are dating. You can date for as long as you want to date before you turn into a real relationship.
That didn't answer the question.
No, that didn't answer the question.
Not at all.
I said, should I feel awkward if I see a person somewhere on a date with somebody else?
I would feel awkward. That's all I could tell you. I can't tell you what you would feel. I could say,
I would feel awkward if I feel that I've been dating this person,
we've been going out for 6 months, and I feel that we are exclusive to each other, and we are dating, and I go out with my girls, and I see you out with another girl, I'm going to be pissed. I am going to be pissed because
now I got another question. Where did we get all this bullshit manuscript relationship stuff from?
Good question.
It's like everything we're going through is like some shit that's coming from a book that somebody wrote.
Go with that.
I don't know that it's a book that somebody wrote.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is.
Who decided these standards? Seriously.
What'd you say, Goofy?
Who decided these standards?
You know who did? What's her name? The broad that died. Brothers, mothers, whatever her freaking name was. Plus the people like her who gave advice, the etiquette advice and all that kind of good shit. That's where it all came from.
I don't think she started. No. I'm thinking even farther past then when a young man would come courting a woman. He would come to the door and ask her father, could he take her out? And the father would say yes or no. And she had to be of a certain age before he could even think of marrying her. That's where it came from.
Wait a minute. The standards that they
wanted to keep their women pure.
Yeah, but
Now, we have gone past that so far.
Right.
And women actually have a mind of their own, and they can actually feel and do what they want to. But women have a clear deadline of what they're expecting when they meet a guy for the first time. She's sizing you up from the moment you walk in with your old dirty shoes. She's sizing you
up. Women can make up their mind in 30 seconds whether or not a guy's marriage material. But that doesn't mean that
it's logical. I mean, there's standards.
Renee, I'm going to ask you a real personal question. Okay. If you was dating a guy and y'all were having extremely good sex, probably the best sex you ever had, but he wasn't meeting your standards on, you know, in other places, you know, other areas, and you wanted to see somebody else, would you tell that guy that you didn't know that it's okay for y'all to see other people?
First of all, I want to make it perfectly clear that I wouldn't be sleeping with him because I have standards of my own, okay? He asked me as a personal question. It's a personal question he asked. I was totally honest, and I was breaking down to him. I said, "Hey, you're cutting corners on the things that I think that you should be doing, but I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem talking to people, and I don't have a problem telling people, you know, what's the problem. I don't have that problem." So I would straight up tell him, "Hey, I don't see that we're going to be working out here. And I think I might have found somebody else that I want to see." And I would that would be the way to go. I would be honest with him. I wouldn't lie to him. I'd be honest with him. I wouldn't go behind his back if I was dating him or in a relationship with him. I would tell him, "Hey, it's not working out here. We need to find our different ways to go." I wouldn't have a problem with it at all.
So, wait. I'm gonna get this one straight.
You said, hold on.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm gonna say this. So personally, you will have already been dating this guy and going to movies and all of this time, and he ain't busting you up. I don't believe that.
Why is that so hard to believe?
Why is that so hard to believe?
Because
it's 2013.
It doesn't go like that.
Oh, ye brother.
It doesn't go like that for some. What would you do? I got a question for y'all. What would you guys do if you came across a woman, that was not easily giving herself to you?
That's fine. I don't have any problems with that. But I'm going to wait 7, 8, or 9 months because Steve Harvey book says so. Fuck Steve Harvey. He ain't having
That's what he says in his book. Why don't you think that woman would be worthy of waiting?
Absolutely. You ain't no more important than I am. None. And I'm not going to keep tapping my pocket, and you can even pay for some of the dates. And I'm wasting all this time or spending all this good time. And the first time we get together, I wind up finding out you're the worst that anybody could ever have.
Let me ask you this question. If that's the case, then why are you even still dating her? I mean, where is the commitment? Where's the commitment?
Yeah, there is none. Because if she going to hold, okay, I'm going to get some good game here for free. If she's over here, it's just too soon. And the man's like, "Okay, I understand. I can wait." He's saying all that because as soon as he leaves your dumb ass, he's going to land up with somebody else.
Nah. I'm just telling the truth.
You don't have to believe me. I'm just telling the truth.
But this is why a lot of women shut men down so quickly, because you're only after one thing. You don't want to get to know a person for who they are. You don't want to get to know what their standards are or what they have to offer. All you're interested in is sex. And so a lot of women are like, "Hey, I need to know the person that I'm dealing with." You want to sit here and say that a woman that sits around is a hooker. Well, who all y'all men sleeping with?
Mm-hmm.
All y'all men sleeping with a woman? All y'all sleeping with somebody? A woman, I hope.
If a woman got at least one child, and she come to me, and let's say I meet a woman at the mall or something, and we start talking, and we go out on a couple of dates, and everything's fine or whatever. She's not been to come to me with this, "I'm a new virgin again" crap. She ain't coming to me with that.
Maybe it doesn't have to be that she's a virgin. Maybe she feels that she made a mistake the first time, and she's going to take her time the second time.
Okay,
she knows somebody. What's wrong with that?
Why are you taking your damn time? Trina over here is getting her socks knocked off by this guy, and he's just coming and picking your ass up, and maybe you paying for the date and he paying for the date and having a good time, but he getting his feel good over here on the side over here. So he's not missing anything.
Her standards aren't lower. Why does a woman always have to lower her standards from some trifling man? Because
there are a whole lot of men that have to lower their standards. There are a whole lot of men that have to lower their standards. I mean, you know, I tell you personally, I've always said I would never marry a woman with anybody else's children. Wasn't going to do it.
Yeah, there's men that lower their standards.
Then you cut yourself. You can cut yourself short from having a good woman.
Low.
Hmm?
Now, you got to realize,
Renee has been married to the same, and I'm not criticizing her. She has been married for the same guy for over 20 years. So
okay, well, good for her. How many women have
okay,
been married?
She hadn't been out there in the dating world in over 20 years, and her way of doing things is would be actually the right way to do things is by holding out. But nowadays, the way things go now, being in the dating world now, most women don't hold out like that, like she's talking about doing now.
Well,
you can miss out on a good woman because you're looking for the new way of doing things, the new way that people do things. You can miss out on something good.
Oh, that's fine, and she can wind up being an old damn mate, dried up maid by herself too.
She'll probably end up finding somebody that's good for her.
Eventually, a sucker, but
there won't have to be no sucker because basically she's not going out there just to have sex anyway. That's not what she's looking for.
Okay, well, fine. Look, now, what I'm asking is, I'm not talking about her specifically. I'm saying just a woman.
Cousins.
Nowadays,
cousins,
what
cousins,
guy? Yeah.
Cousins. All right, calm down. Wait a minute now.
I'm calm. Now, what guy nowadays is just going to sit on the sideline, sit on his hands until she decides this woman, whoever she is, remove the woman that's on the talk show right now out of the conversation? What man is just going to sit on his hands and say, well, I'm just going to wait her out, and it may take 9 months to a year or whatever. It doesn't even matter. How many men
before.
A person that's done been through a few things, he'll be willing to wait, cuz I'm telling you straight up, he'll be willing to wait.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, hold
All
on.
Right.
Go ahead.
Right.
Renee has something to say. Go ahead, Renee.
Yeah. Go ahead, Renee.
Look, just because I've been married for 20 years doesn't mean I am not around a lot of women and we have these same conversations. And
I'm sorry, Renee. Things change in 20 years.
Look, I realize things have changed in 20 years, but in the environment that I'm in, and I talk to women every single day, and we have these conversations, just like you men have these conversations. And a lot of women wait, but you're right, some don't.
Mm-hmm.
And those that don't wait are still out there in the club, and they're still out there looking for Mr. Right, and they're still out there complaining because they can't get a decent date, they can't get a man to buy them a dinner, they can't. The women that wait, they're usually women of class. They're women of stature. They're usually women that have really, really good jobs, and they're not trying to fool around with no busted up head nigga. Okay? So you are looking at the quality of men that you're dealing with. And you can see, I'm just saying, you can see the quality of the men that you're dealing with. And a real man is going to say, hey, this might be a woman I might need to wait for. But anybody else says, I ain't waiting for her. Why? She's all snobby and all. Hey, take the time to get to know the quality of the woman that you're dealing with. You got different qualities of woman.
That's what I was telling you, though, Renee. Today, most women are not like that. I've been living on my own now. I haven't been married now for about six years. And the women that I meet, I mean, it's some professional women, career women, everything. They not trying to wait no 9 months. They ain't even trying to wait 9 days. No.
Look, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm going to be really honest with y'all. Look, it's not a matter of sex with women because they make tools for those things, okay? That is not important. They're looking for relationships. Women are looking for real men. And they're short to come by. They're looking for a real man. They're looking for a man to step up to the plate and say, hey, baby, I'll take you out to dinner. Come on, let's go.
So that's
no
a real man.
A real woman will not have a problem buying dinner for a man. But men hold these standards by women that they say, hey, I just spent $100 for dinner. I'm going to expect her to put out. Come on.
$100 for dinner.
So you telling me if a chick takes me out and spends $200 on me and I don't put out, she not gonna go home mad?
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I'm saying if a chick puts out $200 on me for the night and I don't put out, you don't think she gonna get mad?
Look, I'm saying you have different qualities and different types of women.
Yeah,
it's like you have different qualities and different types of men. Okay, you have to decide on which one you want to go with. Now, if you catch you a woman that's out there in the club, partying all the time, showing her behind, doing what she's doing, she's going to skip you in a minute and go to the next guy. You're going to be short-term on her radar. Trust. Then you have these women that are out here. There's tons of good women, sitting out here waiting for a good man. And there's tons of them.
According to those
walking,
there you go.
Because you are looking at a short piece of behind.
Bring it, Joe. Go ahead and tell the truth, Joe, because I know what you're about to say. Tell the truth.
Renee, these definitions of yours are so fucking skewed. They're ridiculous. A real man is somebody who's going to wait.
Hey.
A real woman is somebody who's going to wait.
Hey.
Please. You know what that is?
Hey.
That's bullshit. Because there are women who will claim that crap mainly to get a meal. Because if you're a real man, you'll wait for me. You'll examine my inner self. And in the meantime, this guy's spending $50-$60 at a pop on her, and then she'll go, "Well, you're just not my type, or the chemistry isn't there." And then she'll go on to somebody else. That's bullshit.
I disagree with you.
Yeah, I know you do. Still bullshit.
I disagree with you. I know women better than you do. You have a problem with women. I know women better than you do.
No.
I know.
I know the women around them all the time.
I know this. I know this to be so true.
Right. And the women that you know, how many of them?
Please, somebody else call in.
Let me ask you this: how many of these so-called good women that you know, when they go out with men, they're reaching for their credit card?
A lot of them. A lot of them. A woman in class will do it with no problem.
Yeah.
You got the real
woman.
Bring them on this line.
No,
I'll show them to be the real women that they are.
A woman with class will do it with no problem.
What'd you say? Hey, people lie. Hey, you got to realize people lie just because they say that they're not going to do something. I'm looking for this and that, and we're not going to have sex, this, that. That don't necessarily mean they're not doing it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's just strange to me that, you know, everybody that I've been out with in the last, like I said, 5 or 6 years, they're not trying to hold back on sex.
Right. A woman is not getting laid. When she's going
I'm not
out,
she's
a frigid woman.
What I'm saying, no. No.
Come on, Renee. This is the 2013 kind
please,
of generation. They want to get laid
please,
like men
come
do
on.
Because.
I didn't say they did it.
What?
I didn't say they didn't. What I said was you have different class of women. You have different types of women.
Oh, stop it, will you? Please. Bring these women on the show.
Types of men.
Bring
you
the women on the show.
Of men. Come on,
what? Bring the women on the show. I want to find out from them how long they're going to hold out and how many times they go into their wallet because they found this good man that they're dating because their radar has selected them to go out with.
Well, I
want to
hear another woman
out.
Say
yeah.
that
yeah. Yeah.
four
right.
dates and then that man
and
is going to
hear that
there.
Yeah.
I want to hear that because I've never heard that in my life. I mean, dating
what?
Is dating.
Hanging out is hanging out, right?
I mean,
hanging
out is just going to a bar and drinking. That's hanging out.
Yeah.
That's hanging out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what
from you, Renee, if I'm hanging out with this chick for four weekends in a row, all of a sudden I have to conform to her goddamn fantasy.
No.
What I'm saying is
that women look at things differently than men look at. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now.
And that's exactly what
totally
we're addressing, the difference in the perspectives from men and women.
A lot sooner, a lot of women get attached, not all women, but a lot of women get attached a lot
quicker than men do.
So what?
You cannot sit here and say that a woman doesn't get attached to
a man. So let
them
get attached.
Before,
it's their problem.
Okay. Hold on. Let me bring somebody else in, y'all. Let me bring somebody else in. All right, 111, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Vicky from England, and I'm just kind of listening to the show. And I kind of wanted to, how do I put it, kind of not go against Renee because I understand what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of feel that, you know, dating is like Joe, and I can't remember the other guy's name, I'm really sorry about that, is really exploring, getting to know somebody. There's no commitment to that. You're both free and available to go and do what you need to do. And then once you've decided, hey, you know, you might see each other a couple of times, or this works, but we're still exploring, but there needs to be a conversation. You can't assume that you're going to be in a relationship with somebody after, what, four times? Why would you do that to yourself? You know, I just really think that if you decide that you're going to be in a relationship, in England we'd say you're seeing someone. So, you know, you're hanging out, you might be talking on the phone, you're probably not having sex. You just get to see on the initial level whether you've got anything of interest that you can start to build on. Then if that kind of goes on a little bit more than that, then you might say, I'm dating. But you also would know that that person will probably be dating unless they say otherwise. Now, if it goes on again from that, you'll then probably have to have a conversation. If we do not have that conversation, assume you are not dating him, assume you have got no right to this person, and assume, as far as everyone's concerned, you're free and clear to do what the hell you want. That's what we do here.
All right.
Where's a round of applause for that one?
From across the pond.
Yeah, from across the pond. Okay, there it is. There it is, Goofy. All right. There it is.
Well,
okay.
But seriously, I mean, I'm a person that dates a lot, okay? So I know what's dating and what's just hanging out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Dating is really, you know, getting to feel out the merchandise. Let's just put it out there, okay? You want to know, you know, what type of chick this is, or guy, or whatever, who's dating who. You know, you want to figure out, you know, what they're all about.
Uh-huh.
And that's when you make the choice, should I go with this, or should I not go with this? Now, some people who tend to not go with this, they forget to tell their partner, hey, you know, we're just hanging out because it's not really going anywhere. You know, and I can understand how women have, you know, feelings, because a lot of women go in things blind and not even look at the scenario of what's happening. They just go in there blind, ready to just go balls out and want to get married right away. I've talked to a lot of women, and they always tell me, you know, it's just a chance that they have to take. Who knows? That could be Mr. Right. And, you know, it's like, no, you have to get to know that person. And a lot of people don't realize that the friendship, that's where you really, if you want to make a commitment last, you have to be friends. And I'm done. I know you want to talk, Mr. Talk. I'm sorry. I don't want to be Michael today.
I'm just bring
Ebony. You can never be Michael.
Hello, Miss Ebony. How are you doing?
Uh-oh. Happy to talk.
I'm doing well.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go. Another voice from across the pond.
Well, you know, us ladies across the pond, we always got it going on, and we always talk sense. So, come on, you're happy to have us on the show. It makes you credible. Okay.
Okay. All right. Go ahead anyway, Ebony.
Just to say on the dating, I don't know what the confusion is. I think you decide what you want with the person who you're seeing, okay? And you'll know straight away if it's just one of those things of tripping out and eating and whatever, or whether it's something a little deeper and a bit more serious. And I think that you can know that quite quickly, because you know whether you're connecting with that person and the level of connection. You also know, depend on the honesty of the conversations, whether you really want to take that you want to spend time with that person, getting to know them more deeply. I think, you know, people make a choice whether they want to jump into bed or not. But, you know, sometimes that can confuse the issue, because I think sometimes when you're having sex quite early on with someone, it becomes more about the sex and less about trying to find out who that person is. Your lens can be a little bit smoky. So I think it depends on you and how you know yourself and how you can manage yourself, depends on what choices you make. But I think, Goofy just speaking? I think you know whether what you want to do with whoever it is. I think you will know. I don't think there's a big drama about it. I think some people present themselves as someone that you think, actually, I want to take a keen interest in. I want to wait even before I have sex with that person. And I may want to even go to church with them. Not to get married, but you may want to go to church just to go.
God. Oh, my God.
That is a good point. That is a good point, Ebony, actually.
Yeah. And some people, you know. That's the head in the pillar and all the rest of it. Right, so you decide what it is, but you will assess that person very early on. And as long as you're making an assessment and not just going out with that person for the sake of it or spending time, wasting your time if your time is valuable to you, then I think it's absolutely, whatever you decide is absolutely fine. You know?
No, it can't be quite absolutely fine. And I'll tell you why. I'm not just being contrary with you, because it's the definitions that we have which causes our perspectives. Now, according to the perspective...
All right, Ebony.
I thought I got zapped.
No, you ain't get zapped. That was Ebony's phone going on. Y'all know
that's
know
her
that
way
sound.
Of saying, Joe, shut up, you know. So, because what Renee was describing was the perspective of some women that she knows and which she agrees with, is that if you're going out with the girl for 4 or 5 times, that girl's perspective, according to her definition, is that she's in an exclusive relationship regardless of whether the commitment was there or not. So I think that causes some sort of hardship on her and eventually on the guy. Because if she's if you're seeing me on the sixth Friday with somebody else, you now think I'm cheating on you. And I'm thinking nothing. So that causes a burden on you.
You know who that causes a burden on? That causes a burden on both of them. And here's why I say that. See, the whole time we're saying that, what we're missing is everyone seems to have a different definition of what dating is. You know, nobody has a set thing, say, this is dating right here. This is what we consider dating. This is what we consider hanging out. And this is what we consider in a relationship. Because apparently dating is not the same. To some people, dating is not the same as being in a committed relationship. Dating is the precursor to the relationship. Can that be said?
Yeah.
Do we agree on that?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. So now, with that being said, It seems to me there's, once again, we rolling right on back to the communication wagon. You know, everybody gets in, you know, take you out, but what do you talk about when you go out? You know what I'm saying? You know, what do you think dating is? Well, I think dating is so and so. You know, get a feel for, but we'll rather talk about the clothes you're wearing. How was your day? You know, just trivial stuff. Instead of putting out there early, what is expected of this, whatever we have going on? You don't have to classify it anyway, but eventually somebody's going to have to say, look, are we in a relationship or are we just dating? Or as they used to say in my day, are we just kicking it? You know, that way that'll ruin that craziness that goes on and misunderstanding that you and this woman been going out, or you and this guy been going out for, say, a whole month, right? And then you see one or the other in the club somewhere with somebody else all hugged up. Now you upset. Why you upset? Because you shouldn't be, because you never sit down and set the parameters of what y'all were doing. And
exactly.
I mean, that's all
Thank
I'm saying.
You. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. Because a lot of people assume things Right? Like, this is why I have to tell my women before we even do anything what type of person I am and what type of relationship this is, because feelings do come up. You know, I might do something that, you know, none of the men that she's been with ever done in their life. And right there, that gets her to think that, oh, I'm the one. Or, you know, it could take the one stupid little thing that'll, you know, buy her a rose one day and she'll just, you know, completely fall head over heels. But it's like, people in the dating scene, you know, they automatically think that that's their property. Unless mm-hmm. somebody sits down and says, hey, you know, I like you, you like me, let's go somewhere else. You know, let's make this, you know, happen.
Right.
That's true. Yeah, and it's also make what happen, because some people don't want to have sex at the beginning of a relationship or dating. They don't want to have sex during dating. And if you don't, you need to, I'm not up for that, and I need to get to know you a little bit better first, and then maybe we can have a look at that, you know. And that's absolutely fine, but you need to say it, because some people just assume, well, you know, and if you try as a guy and the woman's already thinking, no, I'm waiting, then it can cause a situation. And you shouldn't have the assumption either that just because you say you and I are dating, that means we have a bed date. Okay?
Hmm. Well, the women also need to, you know, set their boundaries too, because
you're
going on a date and you're over here, you know, giving little signs, and then the guy's trying to go, and then, you know, right away she goes no. You know, that kind of pisses the guy off. I mean, why didn't you say something in the first place? Why are you giving me these little hints and flirts and all this little stuff?
Yeah. And I don't want to have sex with you. Make it clear. I'm ready to, I'll let you know. But for now, keep it on the lockdown.
And just keep your hand off my leg. I don't want to hear or see any double messages. Keep your hands off my legs.
No, for real. I've had women, you know, grab my schlong, and then when I'm over here ready to, you know, maybe take the bra off,
oh, Lord.
They're like, oh, no, you know, I can't do this. You know what I mean? It's like, why?
Oh, my God.
And then she said,
did you hear what he said, Eric?
Yeah, man, I heard it.
It's long, huh?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, goodness. I heard that.
Damn it, Goofy.
Goofy.
Oh.
Where did you get that from?
I got it at the canteen store.
Long before.
Yeah, for me, most of the time after 2 dates, I kind of know if I want to go any farther with a person. Though, you know, after about a date or two, I know then if I plan on going any farther with that person.
You should know within the first 3 dates.
About the first two dates, I kind of got my mind made up.
Yeah, you do. You have that very early on. You do, but you still need to clearly communicate what it is you're looking for and how fast you want to go. Because some people want to have dates with you straight away. I don't do dirty talk, and I barely know you. Like, where's the dirty talk coming from? You know, some people do that. You know, do you want to have a little sex chat about what? You know what I mean?
Boy, y'all working it today. I tell you, y'all working it today.
Yeah, let's have a talk.
Hey, Goo.
Keep it clean.
Where'd Goo
go? I'm right here. I'm right here.
Hey, I bet you when she grabbed your slong, as you called it, I bet she was sizing you up, man.
Well, trust me, a lot of women, they can't handle what they grab, but, you know, they always try to taste test it.
The reason why they do that is because they don't want to end up in bed with you and it be a disappointment.
Wait a minute, I always tell them
I have a small dick in the beginning, so when they get to see it, they're amazed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but sometimes we don't want to wait until we see it. We want to know before.
Yeah, well,
I call myself the 5.5-inch monster because I don't want to let people think I got something which is going to really set them afire.
Okay, y'all know what?
The job.
We, well, you know what? We're going to stop the show right here because we're headed in the wrong direction.
Not a showstopper.
Oh, yes,
no,
it is.
You on for Monday now. We didn't even have a show.
Wow.
That's right.
Okay, all right. All right. You're right. We didn't have a show Monday. Okay. All right, Vernon.
Yeah,
good point.
Yeah,
good point, Vernon.
Yeah.
We don't want me.
Now he want to get all on schedule and things now.
Look, can we at least get away from the slongs and the 5.5-inch monsters and all
right,
that?
We can do that.
I mean, really?
Okay. Well, that's the reason why women can't park cars. Okay? And the reason being that men have always told them that 6 inches is actually 2 inches. You know what I mean? So. We can't park cars, and that's the same. You know, someone's saying a 5.5-inch monster, really? Okay.
So I would say something, but you know something there, Ebony?
That was probably too smart a joke for you guys.
No, you just took too long trying to get
the
delivery.
Girl.
Are we still there?
Yeah.
No, that was, look, that wasn't no
question.
I called it.
Yeah, we're gonna turn
I got a question
you
for you.
Can't park cars because you know, women have been told for 30,000 years that 2 inches is 6 inches.
Never mind. Anyway,
I
have a question.
I don't know. Ebony, can you look at your wrist real quick, Ebony?
Well, we lost her. Her call dropped. We lost her.
Oh, she's gone?
Okay.
Her call dropped. Damn it. She got off the hook.
She got off the hook.
Yeah, but we still got
Renee. She got off the hook.
Okay.
Yeah, she got off the hook. Dang. So, what are the rules to trying to get into a relationship? I mean, I'm in a relationship, but I'm hearing all these different little rules and little bullshit games and things you got to play to get into them and all
Vernon?
This stuff. So where did all
Vernon.
That come from?
Vernon, you know what? Like the first question I asked today was, what are the rules of engagement? What are they? You know, that's what I asked. What are the rules of engagement?
Yeah.
Because you know there's different ones depends on who you talk to. So and that's another issue. There's no like I said a little while ago. There's no set. You know, it's like willy nilly. You get out there and you go with the flow. But that's why a lot of that's why a lot of things go crazy.
Women dropping off, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you can't handle the truth.
I think a lot of it is depending on what book they read here.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
start reading. Stop reading. And you know what? I want to say to tell them, stop reading Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey telling you all a bunch of craziness. He really is. I mean,
look,
be honest with you, when I looked at the book and I read the book, I said, hell, I could have told him that for free. I'm saying, he paying $20 for it. Yeah, I get him that advice free. All right, Vernon, well, I got to get out of here for real now, man. So, as I always do, let y'all get y'all final words in, and we're going to start with Goofy. Goofy, go ahead. Goofy, are you there?
I'm sorry, I was inhaling marijuana. My last words are: if you're going to get into something, do your research about the something you're getting into. Know the facts, as Michael says. You know, because you don't know who people are nowadays, and in order to make a successful relationship, you got to know the person more than they know themselves. To overcome them. But anyways, everybody have a great day and you know, live your life to how you want to live it.
All right, Goof. See you tomorrow, man. All right, Bernie, your time to shine.
You know, I ain't got much to say as usual. But, you know, I'm like this, man. Like, I feel like when you're dating, I think on the you know, about the first 2 days, you really know whether or not you're interested in the person or if you're willing to go any farther, man. I honestly go alone. It'll help you out in the long run, you know, by not wasting a whole lot of time. So I think if you're not interested in that person,
and you don't plan to go into anything further, I think you need to be straight up with that person. Tell them that you're not willing to go any farther, and, you know, I think y'all should just be friends. And that's all I want to say, man.
All righty. Thank you, sir. And I see you tomorrow. Okay, Miss Renee, you up.
I just have to say that, you know, you need to get to know someone before you decide to just jump in bed with them. Get to know who they are. Get to know the kind of person that they are. And take your time and be in a relationship with somebody a little longer. You might be pleasantly surprised by what you come up to. And take a chance on somebody sometimes. You never know what's behind there until you take a chance. And y'all have a good day.
See you, Renee.
All right. Thank you, Renee. Hopefully see you tomorrow. All right, Joe. You the last one.
You know me. Man, a few words.
Man, a few words. That's it?
Yep. That's it.
All righty, then. Well, okay, sir. Well, I'll see you tomorrow also.
Okay.
All right. Okay, y'all, that's the conclusion of another show, another Let's Talk. I'm telling you, man, they crazy. I think we all a little touched in the head. But you know what? There were some great points put out tonight. And I think the main thing, as all of us have said, and Vern kind of asked at the end, what are the guidelines? What are the rules? You know, it's like we make them up as we go. You know, and they're like informal type of rules. You know, there's no easy way to define it. There's not, because there's no set. I mean, you can go to a dictionary and tell you this one thing, dictionary tell you this other thing, but until you sit down with that other person that you want to spend some time with and get what their definition of dating is, get a relationship, and you give yours, and y'all meet somewhere in the middle as to what type of relationship y'all having, there will never be any clarity about exactly what dating is per as leading to a relationship. Some people think dating is being in a relationship. So that conversation has to be had. It has to be. And like Vernon said, look, spend a couple of dates if that's what you want to take. You usually know. You know, goofy, get to know the person. No, but in the process of getting to know that individual, also go ahead and have that conversation so you can really have a true, representation of what that person really wants as far as a relationship or dating. Okay? All right, y'all. Well, that's it for me today. I want to thank everybody for joining us. If you want to send me a message, go to ericletstalk@gmail.com or stop by my Facebook page and leave a message, you know, send a friend request or a suggestion for a topic. Let's talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. Okay? Remember to keep smiling, show appreciation, and forgive with an open heart. All those three things will make you feel better, I promise you. Okay? Tomorrow's show is Freedom Friday. Y'all know how that goes. It'll probably be a continuation of the day. Who knows? But anyway, that's it for me, y'all. Tomorrow, until tomorrow at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. Y'all have a good one. And we're going to get out of here with Mr. Luther Vandross and take you out. Until then, y'all, I'm out.
I never have seen such a pretty face with such a warm and beautiful smile. It wasn't hard for me to notice her style. I was fascinated, surely. She took my heart and held it for me. I wouldn't let her get away, not until she heard me say,
"Excuse me, miss, yeah. What's your name? Where are you from? Can I come? Possibly, can I take you out tonight?
Ooh,
so let me know.
Can I take?"
At least then I won't regret it. Regret the fact I missed the chance.